a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House of Representatives, now come to order. Leading us in our prayer today is Pastor Don Block with the Fort Pierre Ministerial Association. Leading us in our Pledge of Allegiance are pages Isabel Arnold from Hazel and Sedona Kintz from Pierre.
Let us bow our heads for prayer. Gracious Lord, we give you thanks for the representatives that are gathered here, for all of the staff and all of the people that are involved in the legislative process. We pray that you will grant them wisdom and guidance as they do their work. Help them to make decisions that are beneficial to the people of the state of South Dakota. And we give you thanks for their dedication and their hard work in doing the work of the legislature. Amen. Clerk will please call the roll.
Where'd the clerk go?
Representative Anderson, Bartling, Boland, Kamak, Campbell, Carson, Consett, Craig, Cronin, Dryden, Duvall, Eklund, Erickson, Feichert, Feinstein, Gibson, Greenfield, Don Hager, Jenna Hager, Hayek, Hawks, Holly, Heinemann, Heinert, Hickey, Hoffman, Hunhoff, Johns, Kaiser, Killer, Kirschman, Kopp, Langer, Latterell, Lust, Magstead, May, Mickelson, Munsterman, Nelson, Nordstrup, Olson, Otten, Parsley, Peterson, Qualm, Rasmussen, Ring, Ramkema, Rounds, Rosem, Russell, Schaefer, Shanefish, Schramp, Sly, Soli, Solem, Stalzer, Steele, Stevens, Tolson, Tyler, Vercio, Werner, Westra, Wick, Wink, Wismer, Speaker Gosh. Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 23rd day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Brian G. Gosh, Chair.
Those in favor of approving the journal will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carries. We have some guests with us today in the gallery. I'd like to start with the JAG program, Jobs for America graduates, on behalf of Representatives Bartling and Qualm, the Andy Central and Wagner JAG program. Are you here in the advocates? Please stand and be recognized. Maybe you're in the Senate. Okay, we'll wait on that one. On behalf of Representative Tolson and Greenfield, the Hamlin High School government class, and our teacher, Mrs. Kessler, are you here? Maybe also in the Senate. On behalf of Representative... Are they here? Where are they at? Oh, there they are. Wait. Thank you. Thank you, Representative Tolson, for that. That's probably the quickest I've ever seen you move. On behalf of Representative Johns, I'd like to welcome the volunteers of the teen court programs in South Dakota. The youth represent the 12 teen court programs and will be competing in the 5th annual mock trial competition this evening. If you're here in the gallery, please stand. And at this time, I'd also share just a little bit of history, our history in South Dakota. We won't be in session on Saturday, February 22nd. It is our 125th anniversary of statehood in South Dakota, and I hope you had the opportunity to view some of the historical displays downstairs today. Jim Sawyer at the governor's office was gracious in providing me some information about our state's history as we recognize the 125th anniversary of statehood. And although we became a state on November 2nd, 1889, one of the most important dates in our history was February 22nd, 1889. That's the day when the outgoing President Grover Cleveland signed the Enabling Act of 1889 into law, which set forth the path for four states, South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, and Washington, to join the Union. Previously, between 1871 and 1889, more than 40 bills were introduced in Congress concerning statehood and the division of the Dakota Territory, but none of them passed into law. One of the fears in Washington, D.C. at that time was that four new states in this area would send 8 new Republicans to the U.S. Senate. Not a bad thing. From February to November, the future citizens of North and South Dakota worked very hard over those next 8 months to achieve statehood, voting for delegates to the state constitutional convention, holding that convention, creating our state constitution, holding political conventions to select statewide candidates, and holding our first election of state officials. Then on November 2nd, 1889, President Benjamin Harrison signed the statehood proclamations for South Dakota and North Dakota, using the pen that was on the display in the rotunda today. It is our privilege to serve the people of the state of South Dakota. We carry on the legacy of those who sought to achieve statehood so that the people, through us, may decide their own destiny. On February 22nd, 125 years ago, the Dakota Territorial Legislature was meeting in Bismarck. The Yankton Press reported that, quote, "The territorial legislature, now in session, is completely overcome by the news that the bill for the admission of the two Dakotas has passed, and the crowd of visitors from all parts of the territory is a veritable howling mob of cheering jollifiers. The people throughout the territory are celebrating the passage with bonfires and torchlight processions, banquets, and mass meetings." But achieving statehood was only the beginning for South Dakota. Our ancestors faced enormous challenges to establish the new state. The children's blizzard of 1888 was a fresh and painful memory. A searing drought that would last for years began in 1889. And in 1890, we had the tragedy of Wounded Knee. When our first state legislature met in January 1890, they considered bills that are strikingly familiar to our present-day agenda, such as House Bill 137, which at that time was an act to authorize the levy of a special tax for road purposes. Senate Bill 162, at that time, an act to provide for good time to be earned by prisoners confined in the South Dakota Penitentiary. And House Bill 203 at that time, which was an act to preserve the waters of all rivers, streams, and lakes in the state of South Dakota. It was not clear whether those were meandered or non-meandered. And of course, they passed their first budget for a whopping total of $438,708.20. We continue to face challenges, solve problems, and create new opportunities for our citizens every year, and we do it the same hard work, determination, and hope of all those who have served in previous legislatures. Thank you. With that, reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources respectfully reports that House Bill 1215 returns without recommendation. Charles B. Hoffman, Chair. The Committee on Taxation respectfully reports that House Bill 1208 do pass as amended. House Bill 1190, 1209, and 1242 were tabled, and House Bill 1149 and 1227 were deferred to the 41st legislative day. Brock L. Greenfield, Chair. The Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that House Bill 1183 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. David Lust, Chair. The Committee on Commerce and Energy respectfully reports that Senate Bill 50 and 52 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and House Bill 1196 was tabled. Roger D. Solem, Chair. The Committee on Education respectfully reports that House Bill 1256, as so amended, be referred to the Committee on Appropriations. And House Bill 1214 and 1219 were deferred to the 41st legislative day. Jacqueline Sly, Chair. The Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that House Bill 1161 do pass as amended and be placed on the consent calendar. House Bill 1155 and 1250 were deferred to the 41st legislative day. Brian G. Gosch, Chair. And the Committee on Appropriations respectfully reports that House Bill 1038 and 1203 do pass, and House Bill 1040, 1112, and 1175 do pass as amended. And House Bill 1005 and 1261 were deferred to the 41st legislative day. Fred W. Romkema, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith House Bills 1064, 1074, and 1101, which have passed the Senate without change. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith HCR 1012, in which the Senate has concurred. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bills 1, 13, 19, 69, 161, 164, 172, and 186, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Jeanette Shipper, Secretary.
We've had a few more guests arrive. On behalf of Representative Bartling and Quam, we do have the JAG program participants. Are you behind me? Please stand and be recognized if you're here. Also, on behalf of Representative Mary Duvall, I'd like to welcome the National Federation of Republican Women. Included with them is Gail Brock, the president of the South Dakota Federation for Republican Women. Are you here? Please stand and be recognized. Welcome. Representative Rosem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Personal privilege.
Granted.
I think you call it personal privilege any day. Anyway, the doctor of the day today is from Mitchell, South Dakota, Dr. Marty Christensen and his wife, Cindy. I think he's joined us before. Please welcome him.
Welcome. Yes. Representative Tolson, personal privilege request granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to introduce the House to my youngest son, Mick, and his girlfriend, Courtney. Would you please stand up?
Welcome. Motions and resolutions.
House Page Resolution 3. Representative Munsterman moves that House Page Resolution 3 be adopted.
Those in favor of adopting the resolution will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Resolution's adopted. Representative Munsterman will now present the Page Resolution to our pages as they leave us and go home and go back to school, and we welcome a new set of pages next week. Representative Munsterman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, on behalf of my colleagues here in this body, I want to thank you for your work the past 2 weeks. You know, 2 weeks gives you enough time to get a true perspective and insight into the character of South Dakota. Although some might say that you got a good look at some of the characters of South Dakota. Take that for whatever it's worth. Sometimes the things we say make us stand out for a moment in time. But it's important to understand this, that having character sets a person apart for a lifetime. You see, you build trust with others each time you choose integrity over image. You build trust each time you choose truth over convenience. And you build trust each time that you choose to put honor over personal gain. It's character that makes trust possible. And trust is the foundation of leadership. And you've seen that in action here. You've witnessed it. But it's really important to understand that for the cause of our efforts here, that you have contributed to that, and you have been an essential part of this team that we call South Dakota. And so therefore, by resolution, expressing the appreciation and gratitude of the House of Representatives of the 89th Legislature in the state of South Dakota to Isabel Arnold, Michaela Brock, Jennifer Christensen, Georgia Edoff, Ashley Graham Byler, Raven Jorgensen, Sedona Kentz, Celeste La Corsiere, Carolyn Perry, Emily Polotsky, Ridge Sandel, Olivianne Stavik, Julia Stiles, and Jaden Eisbrand. Whereas the above names serve loyally as pages for the House of Representatives of the 89th Legislative Session, and whereas the members of the 89th House of Representatives express their most sincere appreciation to these young people for their service to this state, whereas the members extend to these young people their wishes for every success in their life, now therefore be it resolved by the House of Representatives of the 89th Legislature of the state of South Dakota that a personal copy of this resolution be duly certified and furnished to each page on this last day of service. Join me in thanking them with the greatest of gratitude.
Thank you, pages. Back to work.
House Concurrent Resolution 1020, recognizing the 22nd anniversary of the Kojale tragedy, which resulted in the loss of over 600 lives. The Speaker has waived the committee referral. House Concurrent Resolution 1021, urging the United States Department of Agriculture to withdraw certain rules imperiling the South Dakota livestock industry. The Speaker has waived the committee referral.
Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Less moves that the reports of the Standing Committees on Health and Human Services on House Bill 1244 and 1257 is found on page 459 to 461 of the House Journal. Also, local government on House Bill 1096 and 1164 is found on pages 464 and 465 of the House Journal. Also, transportation on House Bill 1194 is found on page 466 of the House Journal. Be adopted.
Those in favor of the Less motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carries. First reading of Senate bills. Under Article 3, Section 17 of our South Dakota Constitution, every bill will receive two readings in each chamber. This will be the first reading of these Senate bills.
Senate Bill 161, an act to revise certain provisions relating to notice provided by mineral developers. Senate Bill 164, an act to revise the allocations of certain temporary non-resident waterfowl hunting licenses. Senate Bill 172, an act to revise certain provisions relating to services performed by dental hygienists. Senate Bill 186, an act to revise certain electronic driver license renewal requirements and to authorize electronic upgrades of restricted miners' permits. Senate Bill 19, an act to increase expenditure authority to accommodate donations to projects at Black Hills State University and Northern State University to authorize the acquisition and renovation of improved rural property for a project at Dakota State University and to declare an emergency.
Speaker assigned Senate Bill 1 to State Affairs, Senate Bill 13 to Transportation, Senate Bill 19 to Appropriations, Senate Bill 69 Commerce and Energy, Senate Bill 161 Agriculture and Natural Resources, Senate Bill 164 Agricultural and Natural Resources, Senate Bill 172 Health and Human Services, Senate Bill 186 Commerce and Energy. Consent calendar items.
Senate Bill 119, an act to update and revise the statutes relating to the South Dakota Board on geographic names. Senate Bill 39, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the regulation of certain open containers of alcoholic beverages. Senate Bill 60, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the titling and licensing of boats and motor vehicles and to establish certain penalties for violation of those provisions. And Senate Bill 88, an act to repeal certain outdated and obsolete provisions regarding traction engines operated over bridges.
The consent calendar bills haven't had their second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Seeing none, the question for the House is final passage of the consent calendar bills. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The member shall proceed to vote.
Representative Feichert, Hawley, Hoffman, May, Verschio. Representative May. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are 69 yeas, one excused.
The consent calendar bills haven't received a majority vote. The members elect are hereby declared passed. Any question on the titles? Seeing none, titles are deemed correct. Second reading of House bills.
Representative Luss moves that the balance of the calendar be deferred to Monday, February 24th, the 25th legislative day.
Those in favor of the motion will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carries. There being no objection, the House revert to order business number 5, reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that House Bill 1084 was delivered to His Excellency the Governor for his approval at 9:08 a.m. February 21st, 2014. Also, Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared House Bill 1064, 1074, and 1101 and finds the same correctly enrolled. Respectfully submitted, Brian G. Gosch, Chair.
I'd like to welcome into the gallery now the Leola District Colony students on behalf of Representatives Hoffman and Cronin. If you're here, please stand and be recognized. Speaker signs an act to repeal certain obsolete provisions and references concerning weather modification programs. Signs an act to revise certain provisions concerning actions prohibited near polling places. Speaker signs an act to revise certain provisions regarding the Board of Directors of the Science and Technology Authority. Announcements. Representative Solem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be no, I repeat, no House Commerce and Energy Committee meeting Monday morning.
Further announcements. Representative Jackie Sly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Education will meet 7:45. We still have three bills we need to finish up. Thanks.
Representative Stevens.
Judiciary meets 10 o'clock on Monday. We have four bills.
Thank you. Representative Romkema.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Appropriations will meet at the untold hour of 11 a.m. 11 a.m. We have one bill to address. Appreciate your presence. Thank you.
Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, if I may, Mr. Speaker, I have two announcements.
Go ahead.
Announcement number one, back long before many of us were even tall enough to look over the desk, there was a tradition started here in the legislature that on crossover day, we wear black. And so being next Tuesday, this was started by former Representative Steve Cutler. And bills will die that day. We all know that some will pass, some will die, but it's been a tradition. So when you're home this weekend, find something to wear for black on Tuesday. And now for my second announcement. As I mentioned yesterday, our shelf is bare. And I've been reminded by the tri-captains, Representative Hoffman, Representative Hal Wick, that we have very few people registered for the game Wednesday night. The outcome of the game is decided by how much Representative Hal Wick receives, if you know what I mean. We are after donations for the kids' voting project. We would like to have the trophy back. We also need players. Have a bit of athletic ability. Bring your shoes, your gym shoes, your running outfits, whatever. We're going to need you to play. We want as many to sign up. And remember, if you don't put down a nickname, I've got you. So get your registration forms. If you don't have one, I've got them here. Come see me. And then give this to with your check. And put a lot of zeros on it. Thank you.
Are there any other announcements? Seeing none, Representative Wick.
announcement? Okay. The one thing that I have to point out that the last speaker skipped was that if you don't want to bring your own check, you can bring a campaign contribution check, or you can bring corporate checks. Everything's tax deductible, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Steele.
Mr. Speaker, I move we adjourn.
Those in favor of adjourning will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Motion carries. We are adjourned.